Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville Girls wrestler Addie Koenig. So our listeners and community of Pleasantville can get to know her a little bit better in this wrestling season. Addie, let's just start off with, besides wrestling, what else are you involved in here at Pleasantville?
I am in FFA, FCA, track. I think those are, that's it.
You know, can you kind of talk a little bit about your wrestling experience and kind of, you know, how long you've been doing this?
I've been wrestling, like, actually competing for, this will be my third year. My freshman year, I didn't have very many wins, but I did learn a lot. And my sophomore year, I was able to get more wins and I found more confidence on the mat. And this year, I have improved a lot and I'm ready to go compete and see how well I can do this year.
Do you have a favorite a memory so far for wrestling here at Pleasantville?
I think my favorite memory was my first win. We were, I don't remember what tournament it was, but I think we were in Sheraton, and I pinned my girl, and it was like 1 second left of the third period, and I look over, and my whole team is like sitting on the side of the mat just screaming and like super excited, so that's probably my favorite memory.
Yeah. My next question might be that too, but I was going to ask you if there was a specific win that kind of meant the most to you, like one that was very vivid in your mind.
I think the one that was very vivid in my mind is my last match before regionals my freshman year. It was a duel at Colfax, and it was the first match I won by points, and I just felt very proud of myself that I was able to stay in the match and keep working, like, because I went through that whole entire match. And I would just kept fighting and kept doing the best I could without being worried about getting tired or getting hurt.
Do you have a specific girl that has been on your team, you know, over the last couple of years that has been maybe a mentor to you or somebody you've been close with, somebody you've learned from?
Yes, her name is Madeline Rousen. She, the first 2 years of my wrestling career, she's just pushed me to become a better athlete and just a better person in general. She just inspires me to become a better athlete and have a better understanding of the sport. And she's kind of the reason I am where I am today in the wrestling career.
All-time favorite food?
Favorite food? I really like taco salad.
Okay. Favorite movie?
That's a tough one. probably Cool Runnings.
Do you have a hobby, something you like to do in your free time?
I like to write.
What is your favorite genre of book to read?
Probably like history books. I don't know if that's a genre, but history.
All-time favorite board game?
Probably Candyland.
Best trip or vacation you've ever been on?
Orange Beach, Alabama.
Do you have a bucket list travel destination, somewhere you'd love to go someday?
I'd love to go to Germany.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Do you have any favorite pro or college sports teams you cheer for?
Probably Iowa girls wrestling.
Do you have a specific favorite wrestler on the women's side?
Like college-wise?
Yeah, for Iowa. Or do you have a on the men's side, too?
Spencer Lee, boys wrestling, and for girls wrestling, probably Lily Luft.
Good choice. Favorite musical artist or band, or type of music you like to listen to, I guess?
Probably Zach Bryan. I like country music.
Do you have any pets?
I have 5 dogs, 2 cats. 5 dogs, 2 cats, and we raise cattle.
Okay. If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Probably Jesus.
Always a good choice. Do you have a favorite annual tradition, maybe something you do with your family around the holidays or in the summertime?
Usually around Christmas time, we'll all get hot chocolate and we'll go to Des Moines to look at all the rich people's Christmas lights.
If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably just a regular turkey cheese sandwich.
Turkey and cheese?
Okay.
Yeah. Go-to candy?
Probably Hershey's with almonds.
Favorite season and why?
Probably fall, just because it's really pretty outside and just football season is always fun, and just homecoming and everything, just a nice peaceful season.
Who or what is your favorite subject in school?
Probably U.S. history.
And, you know, from the time you were young in kindergarten until now, what was your all-time favorite teacher you've had?
Her name is Mrs. Dahman now, but when I was in second grade, her name was Miss Brittle Hart.
I'll put you on the spot here, too. What is your favorite part about having your dad as wrestling coach? You can throw him under the bus. You can throw him under the bus, too, if you want.
I think the best part about having him as my coach is that he can see what I need to work on, and he can, like, let me know what I need to work on outside of practice, and he just kind of knows my personality, so he knows how to teach me, and he knows if I need a minute, and he just that he knows me so well, and he knows, like, what I need to work on, and just that he knows me so well.
Your favorite pizza topping?
Probably just pepperoni.
Who is a person in your life that you would most likely go to for a piece of advice?
Probably Madeline Rousen or my mom and dad.
What is a meal, if any, would you say you specialized in cooking? It's something you make really well.
Well, I found out I make a really good hot ham and cheese. So.
That's always good. do you prefer to be up early in the morning or stay up late?
I think I'd rather be up early in the morning because then I can just sleep later.
My last question for you is, what are you most looking forward to this 2024-2025 wrestling season?
I'm just ready to, now that I know more technique and I have the skills that I've learned, I don't really want to focus on the future. I just want to take it one match at a time and just see how well I can continue and see how much bigger the sport has gotten since my freshman year.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville wrestler Eddie Koenig.